Mornings.
From the Burning Moon Broadcasting Local News Center, I'm Carrie Kelly. The horror. Those were the words of Judge James Hudson during the sentencing of now 18-year-old Nathaniel Jewett. Nearly a year and a half after the tragic incident on August 28, 2017, Jewett was sentenced to serve two life sentences concurrently, with the possibility of parole, plus 40 years in the New Mexico Department of Corrections. Initially, the state was seeking two life sentences plus 96 years. However, the judge noted that was too harsh a penalty for the then-teen. Judge Hudson noted that the case was a unique one and must be sentenced accordingly. Yesterday afternoon, we learned of a tragic incident in Clovis that left one female deceased. According to the Clovis PD, around 4:20 p.m., a high school-aged female was found dead outside of Hotel Clovis in downtown of what is now being investigated as a possible suicide. Further information regarding the incident has not been released as emergency personnel continue to investigate. While the U.S. economy looks to boom in 2019, New Mexico may not be as fortunate. Economists with New Mexico State University and Wells Fargo say the state will see its economic growth slow to 2.5%. The U.S. economy is over 3%. There is some optimism as the state's oil production continues to grow. For local news as it happens, click your news at heymix.com and keep it here on Mix 107.5.
Mix Mornings.
From the Burning Moon Broadcasting Local News Center, I'm Carrie Kelly. We received word from the New Mexico Racing Commission that the decision to award the state's sixth and final license has been tabled due to a lawsuit pending from the applicants associated with the Lordsburg proposal. The lawsuit pertains to the recent feasibility study done on each location. The commission has decided to table their decision while they formulate a response to the lawsuit. At this time, no date has been announced for when the commission will make and announce their final decision. The New Mexico Environment Department has issued a notice of violation to the U.S. Air Force for failing to properly address groundwater contamination at Cannon Air Force Base. Chemicals associated with firefighting foam once used at Cannon have been detected in groundwater on and near the military installation. Some of the largest energy companies in the U.S. have already invested billions of dollars on claims up and down the Texas-New Mexico state line, tapping one of the nation's richest and most prolific oil and natural gas regions. The U.S. Geological Survey announced that portions of the Permian Basin could hold even more promise. The agency pegs that potential at more than 46 billion barrels of oil and some 280 trillion cubic feet of gas, or the largest continuous oil and gas resource potential ever assessed. For local news as it happens, click your news at heymix.com and keep it here on Mix 107.5.